Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Like a Midas touch by the very first time, I make decisions with my wallet, not my mind. Too much money for one person to control. Ooh, audacity will not buy back your soul.
Well, hello and welcome to Too Much Money, the podcast that asks, does being a billionaire make you crazy, or do you need to be crazy to be a billionaire? I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I am still Joe Piazza, and also still not a billionaire.
Still not a billionaire. Yeah, neither of us, alas, has become a billionaire. If you have become a billionaire since listening to this podcast, please email us at toomuchmoneypodcast@gmail.com.
You will get a whole episode for yourself. And also, we will ask you to start bankrolling this show.
Sounds good. Sounds good. This is our 20th episode, Joe.
That's insane. I mean, what started out as like literally both a text message and then a drink before a book event at a bar where the drinks are so stupidly expensive in the fancy part of LA. But that bartender was also so handsome and so nice. And definitely an out-of-work actor. What started as just like a little nugget became 20 episodes of a podcast, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So
by us. I'm thoroughly impressed by us all the time.
I am too. And before we get into this week's episode, we just wanted to let everyone know that these 20 episodes are season one of Too Much Money. And we're going to be taking a little break. We're going to regroup. We're going to come up with some more ideas. And we'd love to hear your ideas. So please email us at toomuchmoneypodcast@gmail.com. And we will be back probably sometime this summer with some more episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, we will, for sure. And, you know, I think we're gonna get a little creative. I would like us to do some like real in-person episodes and experiential episodes where we try out some of these things, Dori.
I love that idea.
Yeah. So just get ready for Too Much Money from outer space.
Yeah. Oh my God, Too Much Money live from outer space.
Live from outer space.
We'll get Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk to sponsor us on their respective rocket ship from their respective rocket ship companies.
Do not forget about Sir Richard Branson.
Oh yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got a lot of work to do in the meantime. Like we're gonna pause making new episodes so that we can create season two and really blow it out from Mars.
Yeah, from Mars.
From Mars.
Well,
which kind of brings us to our topic for today, Dori.
I can't wait to hear.
Well, my question for you is, how do you vacation? What do you do on vacation? I just booked a last minute trip because I have been ignoring my husband for months. My sweet husband, Nick Astor, who you
all
met.
Your sweet husband.
He's so sweet. And I've been ignoring him to launch the Sicilian Inheritance into the world. Oh, by the way, Dori, we are a Publishers Weekly bestseller. So now we're
in. Oh, okay. Yay. Yeah. Yeah. This is amazing. Congrats.
Very exciting. Very exciting. So yeah, so everyone keep ordering The Sicilian Inheritance. It is going to be the book of the summer. And yeah, yeah, it's we're an actual bestseller now, which is really
That's very cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. So I've been ignoring Nick, and next week he turns 50.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I know. And no one can believe that he's 50 because he has really excellent hair.
He does have really good hair. I noticed his hair.
It's very good. It's very good. So I booked a last minute trip, and last minute trips are very pricey. And this, yes. I mean, pricey for me, but he's been to 49 of 50 states.
Oh, wow.
And the last one is Alabama.
Oh, so okay.
I wanted to, you know, 50 for 50 because I'm so cheesy like that. But I just couldn't find anything for us to do in, that I really wanted to do in Alabama that felt 50 worthy, except for Space Camp, and it was booked.
Damn it.
I know. Don't worry. We'll do that another time, and perhaps we could all do it together, and that's where we're live from space at Space Camp.
Wow. I love that.
Exactly. But my friends Casey and Steven, said to me, well, you know, you should be thinking ahead, like, you know, a futurist. And Puerto Rico could become a state one day. So why don't you go to Puerto Rico to make sure that this list is well-rounded? I was like, you're totally right. So we're going to Puerto Rico next week for 4 days, I think, with only one of our children, which feels like no children at this point. And that's like, that's my idea of a big vacation, though. Like, that's my like pretty big tourism these days.
Wait, I love all of this. Also, I just want to note, I have been to Alabama.
Oh, I know. I've heard great things about Alabama. We're planning a book event in Birmingham, actually, with one of the Italian American festivals. It's just I couldn't last minute get together something that seemed like, woohoo, 50th. But yeah, Alabama seems great.
Are you going to take him to the pants store?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my plan. That's my plan. It is. Yeah. Yeah. I've got a lot of big plans because we're also travelers, you know. I used to be a travel editor. We met in the Galapagos Islands, which is pretty, you know, pretty fancy traveling, but it was free, okay? Because we were journalists and it was a free trip to the Galapagos Islands.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. 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 Friends recently booked the same boat that we met on and fell in love on.
Aww.
And I know. I'm hoping that they'll like give us a nice discount for like our 20th wedding anniversary or something.
Seriously.
Eco Ventura. Like they were awesome and we fell in love there. But I think it's something, it's like $10,000 or $12,000 a person.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pricey.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so, you know, I wanted to put that in perspective of my own vacations and hear a little bit how you vacation before we get into today's subject.
Well, what I will say is that since having a child, also going through COVID, most of our, quote, vacations have been visiting family because we live far from our families. Mm-hmm. So vacation has been going to Boston. Vacation has been going to Florida to visit my husband's family. Vacation, we have gone to New York and seen friends. But my brother lives outside of New York City. So like, it's also visiting family. Like it's just, we have not actually taken Henry on, we've gone away for the weekend. Like we've done a couple of short, like California trips, but like we haven't really done a non-family, just like vacation. And then there was the writer's strike and we have not had like any money. So that has really like put a damper on the vacation. But what is like sad to me now is that Henry keeps asking to go on vacation, and he means just go to like Boston. Like he doesn't understand, I think, really what like a vacation means per se.
Right.
But I'm like, yeah, maybe.
Sure.
Maybe if you start working, but.
Oh my God. Totally. Well, I mean, I have been training my kids well. Like, I do not want to take my kids to fancy places or fancy hotels. And so when we went to go see Jurassic World Live in Allentown, we stayed at the Howard Johnson in Allentown. And they believe it's the nicest hotel ever because it had an indoor pool and unlimited Fruit Loops. And I'm just like, yeah,
this is
the epitome of fancy, my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unlimited Fruit Loops is fancy.
I mean, do not discount that, like, the cereal thing where you, like, pull the lever and Fruit Loops just come out until you put it back.
1,000%. Yes.
I mean, when you're a kid, also a kid who does not get to eat sugar cereal ever.
Right.
As parents of a certain age, we don't buy that in the grocery store.
Yes.
And that's freaking magic. And Charlie's constantly like, are we going back to that really nice hotel in Allentown? And I'm like, yeah, we will one day when Jurassic World Live comes back around. Yeah. But today's topic is the opposite of us. I mean, the whole show is the opposite of us, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So these days, apparently, you know, we talk about a lot of things that billionaires like to spend their money on. They really like to spend their money on extreme tourism.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I mean, this is mainly men. I think in season, what if season two is just ladies? What if we focus on just things that women do? In season two.
I mean, it would be like women give away their money.
Yeah. And everyone would be like, oh, we're not going to listen to this show anymore. I know. So anyway, yeah, extreme tourism is exactly what it sounds like. You know, like extreme with a big X, right?
Mm-hmm. It's
typically, you know, anything that is risky or dangerous. Or that no one else can get to do. So, and it often includes things like, you know, jumping off the highest cliff in the world, skydiving, cave exploration, mountaineering. Like, it's the Venn diagram cross section of extreme sports with tourism. There's just like rich men in there plotting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And according to a lot of experts that help book these kinds of trips, this kind of tourism is indeed on the rise. And
wow.
it got a lot of attention last year, actually, right when we were starting to talk about this podcast, you know, when Ocean Gate was in the news.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that was, if you guys remember Ocean Gate, it was the submersible that went to go explore the Titanic. And there was a tragic accident. It was missing for many days. That was happening actually as Dory and I were starting to plot this.
Mm-hmm.
We had the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we found out that the people missing in this submersible had paid $250,000 to take this journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is intense, right? And we know how that ended up. They lost contact with the main boat after about 2 hours into their exploration. Mm-hmm. And they were ultimately discovered 13,000 feet. Below the surface of the ocean. And it was a frenzy. It was a very expensive search and rescue mission. But that is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sorry for that.
Wow. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm also not sorry.
Sorry, but not sorry. Tip of the iceberg of what extreme tourism looks like for billionaires. And I want us to just take a quick break. But
okay.
When we get back, we're going to dive into some of the things that that billionaires are spending their money on.
Dive in. Okay, I see what you did. Oh, we'll be right back.
You know what? I didn't even mean to do that.
You did it.
I can't help it. I'm a pun a minute. I'm a lot of pun.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay. And okay. We're back. So one of the things that billionaires really like to do, and again, this is keeping in line with everything that we've talked about, they like to go places that it's not easy to get to, right? So obviously outer space, one of them. But another place that it's really difficult to get to is Antarctica.
Okay.
And particularly, like, you normal rich people can go to Antarctica on one of those Antarctic cruises. I was actually supposed to go on one as a travel journalist years ago, and it was going to be totally free, and they were going to let me take my mother-in-law right after we got married. So, like, I was going to be the greatest daughter-in-law who ever existed. But then I got pregnant with freaking Charlie, and I was all nervous, you know, with your first baby, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't go on this cruise. Now, like, third baby, obviously, I would have been like, I'll drive the boat. It's fine. I'll be fine. And so I blame him. I do. I heap a lot of guilt on him all the time. Like, whenever he brings up Antarctica, I'm like, oh, I could have gone, and I didn't because of you. So I don't think he has enough guilt or shame in his life. So I bring that up a lot. So normal people can go on a cruise and, like, on the fringe of Antarctica. But to get to the South Pole, like, to get to, like, the freaking middle of this massive continent is very, very expensive. Would you like to guess how expensive it is?
Is it $50,000?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Is it? It's more than that. Is it $75,000?
No. Higher. Oh. It's like The Price is Right. I like this.
Is it $150,000?
Too high. You're out.
Okay. Now I went too far. $100,000.
Yeah. It's $100,000. It's $100,000.
I said $150,000 because I was like, I'm just going to go crazy, because I was like, maybe it is crazy, but I mean, 100,000 is very 100,000. Crazy.
Also crazy for a trip to the South Pole. And that's just really, really the start. So there's been a lot of studies and a lot of stories about this lately. Wired did a really great one called The Wild World of Extreme Tourism for Billionaires. And they quoted a Seattle-based mountaineer named Garrett Madison. And he creates these bespoke expeditions to, you know, places like Antarctica, like the South Pole.
Okay.
And he said one client bought a whole trip to climb Mount Vincent in Antarctica for $200,000.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And Antarctica, I mean, it's a lot of snow and ice, my friends. Like, it is. There's not a lot of sightseeing down there. I mean, it really
is. Okay, so this is kind of my question, too, is, like, because it seems to me, like, a lot of this extreme tourism is not actually, like, enjoyable, per se.
Yeah, so that's my question. That's my question. I don't think anyone's enjoying this. I think you just want the story. I think all of this is just about humble bragging.
Yes.
To your other, like, oh my gosh, I did something that my other billionaire friends haven't done.
Yes.
It's like the people that we know who travel just to Instagram it.
Yes, 1,000%.
But the billionaire version of that.
Yeah, the billionaire version.
The billionaire version of that.
Now, do these billionaires, do they like post this stuff on social media, or are they just sending it to their like group chat of billionaires?
You know, that's a great question. I think some billionaires definitely post it to social media, but then they're also, of course, they're sending it to their WhatsApp group of other billionaires and probably, you know, it's probably their field picture. Their like profile picture on whatever billionaire dating apps or polyamory dating apps they're on. In my head, all these billionaires are definitely swingers.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, they 100% are. I think they 100% are.
So Antarctica, 200 grand. And Garrett Madison, who we should talk to maybe for one of our on-site Too Much Money episodes, because we could possibly, maybe not Antarctica, but maybe another one of Madison's adventures. Madison Mountaineering does a lot of Mount Everest climbs, but also a lot of billionaires don't want to go to Everest because it's so overdone. So they want to go to unnamed Himalayan peaks. They want to go somewhere no one else has been.
Stop. Everest is like played out.
Apparently Everest is played out, according to Garrett Madison.
Oh my God. You know, one of my husband's special interests is Mount Everest.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. So he is very up on how Everest has been like overclimbed, essentially.
It has been overclimbed. Absolutely. Absolutely. But now apparently there's because of that, they want to go to these. And I'm sure it's also so rude because I'm sure these peaks have names for the people who live there. But it says unnamed Himalayan peaks.
You are so correct. Yes.
Yes. There are names.
Oh, my
God. That the people who live there have probably given them for many thousands of years.
Oh, my God.
Yes. But, you know, as you asked before, like, is any of this fun, right? And Madison says that, you know, when he plans these, he doesn't just need to, like, up the adventure level, but he also has to make this luxurious. He has to make something is by its very nature not luxurious because you are out and exposed to the elements and in a sort of hellscape. He has to make that seem fancy.
Totally. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so one thing he says is that the greatest luxury that he offers his clients, he does it at the Everest base camp, and he makes sure that they have warm showers, yoga sessions, a dining tent with a movie screen.
A dining tent with a movie screen. Okay.
Yeah. And that costs $75,000.
Oh my God.
for the trip. But his quote, Madison's quote is really great. He says, "The guys that come on my adventures ultimately want to suffer a little bit. That's how they feel alive."
What?
Yeah.
What?
And it kind of makes me think about just like what does make people feel alive? What is purpose? And, you know, also how for so long a lot of male purpose was wrapped up in going to war and fighting for your country and your homeland. And are we suffering from a male lack of purpose? Because I don't suffer from a lack of purpose at all. And I think that because women bring life into the world and try to care for people, even when you're not, a mother per se, and we try to care for the world, we have purpose that goes beyond trying to, quote unquote, rough it on an unnamed mountain peak.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, this is kind of like the theme with almost everything we have talked about, but it is a sort of like, where does it end?
Where does it end?
You know, and like,
well, it's going to end at Saturn. It's going to end in outer space.
Right. It ends in outer space or it ends in death. Right. Like, or eventually you do something so extreme that it kills you, like going in the Ocean Gate submersible.
It kills you. It just kills you. The Wired article quotes Grace Lorden. She's an associate professor at the London School of Economics who studies behavioral science. And what she says is really interesting. She says, pleasure and purpose tend to determine happiness. All right. Mm. All right. And it used to be about material purchases and philanthropy. Over time, redistributing wealth still provides purpose, but pleasure is harder to attain.
Ooh.
And there's more. This Grace Lorden, we should have her on the show for season two. I think, you know, I mean, Dory and I will never get sick of each other.
It's true.
But it could be really fun to bring on some of these experts.
Yeah, totally. Really.
So she says, look, ego is also a factor. Luxury products are more available to the masses now, and we all want better dinner party anecdotes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And you know, going back to Madison, who books these trips up these mountains, he says the demographic is men in their 50s and 60s.
Of course it is. I mean, this is like the billionaire midlife crisis.
It's the billionaire version of the midlife crisis. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly.
Like instead of buying a convertible, you go into space.
Or you climb a heretofore unnamed peak.
Mm-hmm.
Heretofore unnamed.
Joe, should we take another quick break?
Let's take a quick break. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.
So we're back.
We're back
talking about extreme tourism. And, you know, nothing is more extreme than outer space. We know that, right? And we'll be doing live from space camp, Dory and Joe. This is all we could afford to go to outer space soon in season two. Because it's pricey. I mean, mm-hmm. Virgin Galactic is working on their space tourism program, and it looks like a suborbital flight. It is going to cost about $450,000 per ticket.
Holy shit.
And again, that's just getting you suborbital. Like, you're not going to the moon or anything. You're just leaving the Earth's surface.
Yeah.
Really.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's intense. It's intense. And there have been studies done on this, which I think is really interesting because, you know, there's still a lot of things in the world that we haven't studied, you know, most of them having to do with maternal health. But we do study why billionaires like to go on extreme vacations.
Yeah, totally.
Weird.
Well, weird. And of course, there's like the whole economy that supports this extreme tourism.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's not to be discounted because anything that, you know, does provide jobs, I'm here for.
Yes. Totally here. Although, you know, just going back to the Everest example, I mean, there's been a lot of media around how poorly like the Sherpas are treated and they don't get paid well. And like I think, you know, yes, it creates jobs, but like not always, like people are still being exploited.
People are still being
exploited. And I don't think the billionaires care.
I don't think they care. I mean, we talk about that all the time, right? No, I don't think the billionaires care. This research is very, very interesting. The Institute for Economic Research in Berlin, along with the University of Münster, like the cheese, have found they studied people with the highest incomes in the world, and one the most common trait was narcissism. They said that narcissism, one of the most pronounced traits in wealthy individuals, is related to greater risk taking. And that it's even more pronounced in self-made millionaires and billionaires who have acquired their insane amount of wealth without having inherited it.
Interesting.
The more self-made, the more risk tolerant these individuals actually were.
That is so interesting. Right, because they probably had to take some big risks to make their fortune.
To make their fortune. Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. And also, you know, maybe you have to be even more narcissistic to be able to do those things, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just it really, you know, it confirms everything that we've talked about so far in this podcast.
Yeah.
But I will say that, like, you know, these are trips that I do not want to take. I've researched so many, and I'm a person who wants to travel. I love traveling. But I'm looking at these things. I was reading another one. There's now a niche where you can book a cruise on an icebreaker ship, like an icebreaker ship that breaks through the ice at one of the poles.
Wow.
And this is more than $30,000 per person. And I'm reading this and I'm like, this doesn't seem fun. None of this seems exciting to me. Like I can kind of understand climbing Everest, although every time I do anything extreme, I'm like, this is not for me. I like the idea of this, but I am not this person. But like just being on a ship that breaks ice.
Wow. I mean, you know, I do feel like vacations tend to fall into like two distinct categories. Like there's the relaxing vacation and then there's the sort of like educational / like active vacation. And like I do enjoy, I enjoy both types of vacations. Like I'm not a person who just only wants to go sit on a beach, but I also don't like only want to go on a vacation where I'm like going all the time. But even on the vacations where I'm like, I am like taking in a lot, there's still an element of like enjoyment to it and beauty. And like, there's just a lot of this just feels like, I mean, I know we touched on this already, but like, there's no joy in it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel
joyful.
It doesn't. One of the other things that I discovered is that this has really boomed after COVID that...
Oh, that's so interesting.
The threat of global pandemic and also the restrictions, they really just led a lot of people to dump cash into this. And there's a research company that looks at all these numbers, Grandview Research, and they reported that in 2022, the extreme tourism industry was worth $322 billion.
Oh my God.
Wait for it. Because the world was still pretty much coming out of lockdown. So that's like the base. It was at $322 billion. And now it's on pace to top $1 trillion by 2030. Yeah.
I mean, what I'm taking away from this is I'm in the wrong industry. I should get into extreme tourism.
We should get into extreme tourism.
Oh my God. 100%.
Wow. And maybe that's what we'll work on while we're working on
season two.
We will interview all of these people and then say, would you like to hire?
Yeah. So thanks for listening to season one. Again, please email us at toomuchmoneypodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear your ideas for season two. Too Much Money is still hosted and produced by me, Dori Shafrir, and Joe Piazza. Our music is by Lisa Brenner and our network partners, Acast. And again, thank you so much for listening, and we will be back.
We'll be back.
Like a Midas touch by the very first time, I make decisions with my wallet, not my mind. Too much money for one person to control. Ooh, audacity will not buy back your soul.